Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It's first and goal with 30 seconds left. Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up. Breaks the tackle. Touchdown, Jackson Bailey. Now it's first and goal.
Oh, my goodness. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman on the call. The Jags, after being down by as many as 14 points, come back at home on Monday Night Football to win 31-28. And Trevor Lawrence with probably the throw of the year to Brian Thomas Jr. I mean, oh my God. 58 seconds left? And he puts it in that place after doing the boneheaded things he was doing for a lot of that game. They're 4-1 on the season. They're undefeated at home. And they are a force to be reckoned with early on in the AFC. And no, the Chiefs aren't dead yet. They're 2-3. And I'll say it right now, as I say good morning to you, Shasky, good morning to Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the week. Whatever you're doing, we appreciate you listening. We got a stacked show here. Tuesdays, it's all football. We got Baldy, we got Bonte. We're going to get to all of it. Everyone's riding off the Kansas City Chiefs right now, every single person. Yeah, you do that at your own risk. On October 7th, 2025, if I had money to put down on it, I would put it on the Chiefs to still win this division. I would still bet on the Kansas City Chiefs to win this. Raiders are cooked. Chargers are in shambles with all these injuries. They've had two back-to-back bad losses. Broncos, we'll see. Big win for them against the Eagles. But I'll believe it when I see it, when Bo Nix beats out Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid for the AFC divisional crown. I'm not putting cold water on them yet. I think yesterday was more about the Jags and Trevor Lawrence and that drive than it was the Kansas City Chiefs.
When Trevor fell on that the way he did, it's so different. It's a regular season game, so it doesn't have the same stakes as the other one. And he fell all the way to the ground and then got up. But it like immediately jarred my memory of the 1998 wild card game where Steve Young trips coming out of the hike, out of the snap, if you will, and throws an absolute dart to T.O. to finally beat the Green Bay Packers. Owens. Like, that is initially what I thought. Whenever I see any quarterback kind of trip coming out of the hike, if you will, that's the first thing I think of. For him to do that was incredible. Steve's talked about that play for 30 years. And one of the things that he says is, me initially tripping, if you watch a lot of the defenders, both on the defensive line and in the secondary, kind of do a hezzy. And ever so, like, because I think that he fell. And he believes that had he not tripped ever so slightly, that the whole coverage is different, and he maybe doesn't hit that honey hole pot shot that he did to T.O. So on the play where Trevor fell, I was thinking about what Steve Young would say, which is I think the defense kind of like, because the fall is so random and so accidental, they almost stop what they're doing to adjust, and by the time Trevor gets up, and it's too little too late.
What if I told you, Joe, and you can join the participation, all you lovely listeners, all you roasters out there, 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Again, 888-957-9570. What if I told you the NFC is the deeper conference right now than the AFC?
I would listen to it. You know, I feel like with Baltimore sliding the way that they have, that takes one of the big players out of the game. And, you know, look, Lamar's record versus the NFC is like unbelievable.
Oh, it's insane.
He only has like two or three losses in his entire career against the NFC. I think that right now you can make the case, and as we were talking about with tiers and whatnot, you've got Detroit, Philly, and I would put Tampa Bay in kind of tier one of the NFC. Tier two is incredible. Think about, what do you make of Green Bay? I don't know. Like, what do you make of them? What do you make of the Niners? I don't even know. Like, they're so injured. I don't know what to make of them.
With Mac Jones, anything is possible. That much I do know.
Now, you might laugh at this. What do you make of the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, they got an offense, I'll say that. They have an offense.
And they're doing it without CeeDee Lamb, okay? Yes. What do you make of the Rams?
I think the Rams will be fine.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out these scenarios. Does anyone know what to make of the Commanders this year? I'm talking about this year. I don't. You know, I don't know what to make of the Atlanta Falcons. So your point on Seattle Seahawks, which were in a back-and-forth battle with Tampa Bay over the weekend. I think that there are a variety of teams in that Tier 2, Tier 3 category. They could be elevated in Tier 1. They could stay in Tier 2, or they could completely fall off. I don't know. It feels like, to me, there's a clear couple of teams at the top, and then it's anybody else's ball game.
I mean, that's why the more and more I watch the NFL, and this is why it's just so good. It's, again, week-to-week league, it's a cliche. But there's so much stuff that happens in a given week that changes your perception on how you feel about a certain team going forward, whether we want to do that or not. That's why today I'm actually taking a step back, and I've had so much PTSD watching the Kansas City Chiefs for so long. I refuse to ever bury them. Kind of like with the Patriots and Belichick for all those years, Joe.
Yeah, no,
me and you were the same lockstep every time.
Setting.
I am never going to throw water. Hell, even when Tom Brady, we all saw that was over in Tampa when he was like 46 years old. I was like, yeah, but you never know. It's Tom, right? And they have Mike Evans, and they have all this other. You never know. That's what I'm saying with the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's all take a step back. They're 2-3, and I think everyone thought after that Week 1 win for the San Diego, the Los Angeles Chargers, Chargers are going to run away with it. They look really good. They started 3-0 in the division. Oh, my God. Well, they don't have their starting left and right tackles.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. You're not going to succeed if you're going to lose them. And they just lost their rookie running back who got put on IR, Amari Hampton.
Yeah.
So take a step back. The 49ers, just like the Rams, I'm not putting cold water on them yet. And the Niners, they're hot right now. Let's see what it looks like against Tampa Bay. And I think this is going to be the best offense they will have faced this year.
Not
the way
doubt.
That Baker's playing, hell, it's week five. So I it's kind of silly to talk about the MVP discussion. But if there was an MVP right now, if I had a vote, which I don't, probably good go to Baker Mayfield. He's been incredible.
Look, we're a third of the way, give or take, through the season, and there's just a lot we don't know. Like right now, Minnesota, I think they look a lot better with Carson Wentz. I know everyone wants to laugh at Carson Wentz. Look around the league. Redemption stories galore. So every time you want to throw dirt on somebody, they like the Undertaker come bounding out of the casket, and the next thing you know, the guy throws for 4,000 yards. See Sam Darnold.
I mean, I think it was a great example last night, and that's kind of what I want to jump in here to this quarterback conversation and being too quick to write off quarterbacks as we're witnessing Mac Jones' resurgence here at the San Francisco 49ers. I think a great litmus test for all this is Trevor Lawrence. Now, you might still think he might not live up to being the number one overall pick, and some saying he's one of the greatest prospects of all time and all of that. That's fine. But you can't tell me that he is not the perfect example of why coaching in the NFL matters.
If he had Liam Cohen from day one, I think he'd be way farther along.
Way farther. But who do you have year one, Joe?
Was it Urban Meyer year one?
Thank you.
Yeah.
One of the absolute dumpster fires of the century when it comes to coaching.
Jim Tom Sula was a better NFL coach than Urban Meyer.
And
that's a real sentence.
I wouldn't debate you. The only company that
I still can't believe that.
The only company that Urban Meyer has when it comes to worst coaching jobs at the NFL level I've ever seen, Bobby Petrino with the neck brace, just leaving the note in the locker room for the Atlanta Falcons. Nathaniel Hackett, who I don't think was a bad person, just clearly in over his head when he was in Denver with Russell Wilson, that albatross of a contract. That was horrible. And, that's it. And, like of this century, when I think of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen, it's up there. And that's what Trevor Lawrence was handed. I don't care how generational you are as a talent. If you don't have good coaching, you will not succeed.
No.
It could have been Andrew Luck. It could have been John Elway. It could have been Dan Marino. It could have been Joe Montana. Whoever you think is the Tom Brady. You are handed an awful situation as a rookie. More often than not, you are going to be bad. That's just how it works. It's almost never you could rise above the ineptitude of an organization as a rookie. It's almost unfathomable. So what happens when Trevor Lawrence gets competent coaching with Doug Peterson? I know how it ended, but Doug Peterson, I think, is a legitimate, or at least was a legitimate head coach coming out of Philadelphia, winning a Super Bowl there, having success with Nick Foles, hell, having success with Carson Wentz when he was an MVP candidate. He had success, and he brought legitimacy to that organization that desperately needed it. And then they went to the playoffs immediately and won a game from behind, being down against the Chargers and Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa and Justin Herbert and Brandon Staley and all of that. And then they put up a fight against the Chiefs and they lose. And then what happens? They regress. 2 years in a row, it's not good. And the offensive coaching, it looks like Trevor regressed. It was all bad. And they clean house, get rid of Trent Baalke. And now you're seeing the third iteration of Trevor Lawrence in a new offense. Again, a new offense for this guy. And he's succeeding right now. And he's still making mistakes and he's still learning. But that's also what I'm seeing from Mac Jones, and it's so refreshing. A guy, it's Mac Jones 3.0, right? You saw him in New England. You saw some success. Saw him take a step back, and it was awful because the situation was awful. Then he goes to be a backup in Jacksonville. As I just mentioned, the last couple of years of Jacksonville, bad. And he wasn't good because of that. Now you got competent coaching around him and a competent infrastructure, and this looks like a perfect marriage right now. And when I say marriage, relax. All right, they can take a step back and insert Brock Purdy whenever he's healthy, and we'll get into that conversation, I promise, with Baldy at 7:30 and Bonte at 8 o'clock today.
I actually have a thought on that.
Yeah, what is your thought?
Let me ask you guys a question, Niner fans. What's the longest win streak during the Kyle Shanahan era? Anybody?
Oh, was it that 8-0? Eight games in a row? Yes, that's my
answer. To start yes. The 2019 season... they went off. They were undefeated at one point. But the longest one since then has been a six-game win streak.
Okay.
From weeks 8 through 13, all right, in the 2019 season. And where I'm going at with this is that I'm looking at the quarterback play, and I'm saying to myself, right now, teams win and lose, right? But there's something to be had with the momentum that they've got going on right now. The season, we want to say, oh, it's super long. It's week to week. And you got to ride the momentum and you got to ride the wave. And I look at this team right now, and for whatever reason, they're humming both offensively in terms of the pass game with a bunch of nobodies. And then, like, the team feels very connected camaraderie wise. I think you need to bottle this up and ride it out as long as you can. And where I'm going is this: Mac Jones is my quarterback until he loses a game. Forget even talking about Purdy. This means nothing about Purdy. This is all about Mac Jones. This has nothing to do with the contract. This has nothing to do with big picture. I don't want to talk about next year or later on down this year. I'm just riding the Mac Jones wave until he loses a game. And then when he loses a game, all right, we'll pivot right back over to Purdy, or we'll see where he's at in terms of his health-wise and all that. Like, right now, Mac Jones is the quarterback until he loses. I think, and I know, it's teams win and lose. I'm not trying to pin it all on him. He's not the main reason why they're winning and losing games. But he's a reason, okay? Teams win and lose. And for right now, whatever reason, this team has got some positive momentum going. And it feels like the most momentum they've had in multiple years. I think you need to ride the wave as long as you can. And I know people are going to disagree with me, and they're going to, you know, get all in their emotions and their feelings about Brock Purdy. Brock is the big picture quarterback, but for right now, devoid of how you feel about Brock Purdy long term or later on in the season, I'm riding the wave with Mac Jones. I'm just going to keep going with Mac until he loses a game. How can you not? How can you not? What, are you going to put this guy on the bench? To me, this is very equivalent of, hey, it's the fifth inning or the fourth inning of a baseball game, and this guy's humming right now, my pitcher, and I'm not taking the ball out of his hands. The other dugout wants to see someone different, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ride it out until a couple of runners get on base and we give up some runs. And so I think that you got to just stick with Mac Jones for the time being. And if he beats Tampa Bay, like, even if Brock is 100% healthy, how can you go back for the right now? Like, if this guy beats Tampa Bay and this team goes out there and executes and they look good on offense and they knock off Tampa Bay, who right now is one of the better teams in the league, I don't see how you could stop the momentum. I'm not saying that you don't go back to Purdy at some point. Mm. What I'm saying is I'm riding the Mac Jones wave. This is all about Mac and the offense and everything that's going on right now, and I'm just trying to keep the positive momentum. And I know that's going to trigger a lot of people, and they're going to get all up in their feelings, and that's totally fine. I've seen this before with the Niners, all right? With Kaepernick and Alex Smith, you ride the wave, and it works in season. I'll worry about later on down the year. Now, if Mac gets injured, you know, things take care of itself. Right. If Mac loses a game, we go back. Right. If he has a 3 or 4 turnover game and the team still wins. All right. Now we make a move. But right now, like, look what he's doing with nobody else out there. For whatever reason, it's working. All right. It's working. So I don't care about the money invested. I don't care about, you know, his status within the team. I'm riding it week to week. And as long as Mac Jones keeps winning, I'm sticking with Mac Jones.
888-957-9570. You heard Chasky right there. He's riding the hot hand. Niner fans, are you riding the hot hand with Mac Jones? Are you sticking with Mac as long as he is winning? And at that first loss,
and they're looking good.
And they're looking good.
Because you win a game.
Okay, so that's a stipulation. Okay.
Because look, I want to be fair. Right. Like, there's context with everything, right? You win a game and you're throwing, you know, 2-3 picks and you're fumbling the ball in the pocket, or you're hurt and you can't suit up. Like, that's a different conversation. But I think we've got to ride the hot hand here. Like, the season's not long. I know we think it's really long. It's week to week, and every week that he goes out there and wins a game, A, it buys you more time for Brock's eventual return, and B, like, you're just trying to stack wins. You know, on a good year, what do you win, 12, 13 games?
Yeah.
Guy's won 3 games this year. Let's say he wins 4 or 5 over the, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, overall.
That'd be huge.
Dude, you take that to the bank and you cash it.
Absolutely.
You cash it.
Buccaneers, Falcons, Texans in the month of October. That's a tough stretch. Like, those are all, like, legitimate teams right there that have had some solid wins this season. Obviously, the Bucs being the best of the bunch. Don't know quite yet what to make of the Atlanta Falcons. The Texans have been a playoff team the last couple seasons. They've been kind of up and down with C.J. Stroud, who, by the way, said he's feeling older already. He doesn't even feel like he's in his prime anymore, even though he's 23 years old. Might have been the weirdest quote I saw over the weekend. But you're riding the hot hand with Mac Jones. Niner fans, are you riding the hot hand with him? Listen, if Brock Purdy is healthy, and that's the big question for me, Joe, is he ever going to be healthy this season? I don't know. I have no idea if this turf toe variant is ever going to go away. I have no way of knowing that. That being said, it's a great problem to have leaning on Mac Jones. If I can get Brock closer, an inch closer every single week to getting to that 100% mark, which I don't think he'll reach, but can he be 90%? Can he be 90% of Brock Purdy? Because what we saw against the Jags, Joe, was not 90%.
No.
That was like 75%, 70%. I don't know what percentage you want to say. It wasn't good enough. And it was clear he was compromised. It was clear he was unsure of himself. He didn't have that confidence. He didn't have the decisiveness. And it cost them that win. By the way, That loss I'm not feeling as bad about after watching the Jags do what they did last night. I think that's a good team. I think Jags are going to the playoffs. Now, that being said, it doesn't take away the sting of it because you were in that game and had a chance to steal it late. And I think that was due to Jacksonville being boneheaded, a lot of those, and Trevor Lawrence in particular still doing some crazy things, also picking his nose on the sideline. But are you with Joe Shasky here, Niner fans? Are you riding the hot hand with Mac Jones? If Mac keeps winning, you keep starting him. It's that simple?
As a starting quarterback, he's got the longest win streak since 2023 when they won six in a row. They won 11 in a row in 2022. Like, think about that. So he's got 3-0 right now. Last year, you didn't win back-to-back games. Now, I'm not saying it's all on the quarterback.
That's crazy.
But you have to ride the hot hand here in this situation. I know it's crazy they didn't win back-to-back games last year.
That's insane, actually.
It's been multiple years. Like, guys, we're overthinking this. You just, week to week, you ride the hot hand, and when the hand cools down and doesn't play well, or you lose a game or whatever, like, all right, then we'll have the conversation. I'm sticking with Mac for the time being. And if you disagree, I want to hear with you. Like, I want to have let's have a legitimate intellectual debate regarding this.
People are fired up on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We're getting some calls in here, and also hit us up on YouTube where we are streaming. You can see these lovely, lovely faces. Also the likes of Brian Baldinger at 7:30. Every single Tuesday at 7:30, Baldy Breakdowns, courtesy of River Islands, and also Bonte Hill in studio from 8 to 10. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply line, or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, which is Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Moderna. Damon in the dump truck, all your calls, all of your texts coming up on the other side. Are we riding the hot hand of Mac Jones? If the 49ers keep winning and Mac Jones keeps looking good, you can't bench this guy, right? On 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Egbuka? Oh, he's rookie of the year right now, right? If Baker's the MVP, this guy's offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, who cares?
All due respect to Ashton Jeanty and co. This guy's been incredible. He makes a one-handed catch, it seems, every other week. Baker, is playing with his hair on fire. He's got swag. The only thing that makes this matchup against the Niners this Sunday, Joe, not as compelling as if I wish Nick Bosa was out there, because we know Nick loves to go at Baker ever since that Monday Night Football game once upon a time. Planting the flag, Baker, Baker, you good? I'm going to miss that. But the fact that Mac Jones is playing this well and seeing Baker on the other side and his redemption arc coming full circle, the way he's been playing, he was written off in his career. And, you know, I'm not saying quite yet that Mac Jones is on that level. He's not. Like Baker has won, taking his team to the playoffs. Like, Mac Jones is a backup currently. So I do want to have some perspective here. But you posed it to the audience before we hit the break at 888-957-9570 that you're riding the hot hand with Mac Jones as starting quarterback of the 49ers. If they keep winning, you stick with Mac. Now, you were a little nuanced with it. He's like, listen, if he throws a couple pick sixes and looks god-awful, maybe you have some conversations. But the fact that he's playing so well affords you some time letting your actual guy that you have $200-plus million attributed to, Brock Purdy, allows him to rest a little bit more and get more healthy as the weeks go on. So it's a good problem to have. And people are fired up about it on the text line. I want to read one to you, can I? On the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 925, this is to you. Chasky, what other starting quarterback in the NFL would you use this tactic on? If you were going to do that, they shouldn't have paid Brock Purdy to a long-term contract.
Sports, well, man.
I think that the injury has thrown a monkey wrench into the season. I'm talking about the injury for Brock Purdy. So, like, who would I do this with? Like, Lamar Jackson, I would do. If his hamstring was so bad that I was worried about him re-aggravating it and potentially messing himself up for years to come, yeah, I would be more prudent. Like, look right now, Baltimore's 1-4, I believe. They're going to play the L.A. Rams this upcoming weekend. I mean, they're not rushing back Lamar Jackson just to win some games. Like, they're deemed very prudent because this is their long-term investment.
Yep.
Similarly with Brock Purdy, like, he needs to get fully healthy. So, obviously, the circumstances are different. One guy is probably going straight to the Hall of Fame. Brock Purdy doesn't have the resume that Lamar Jackson has. But I just know that win streaks and a team within a season having a little run, they're very rare. Like, they're very, very rare. And so, 3 or 4 game win streaks get you into the playoffs.
You know, now I'm thinking about it, you mentioned it. The Minnesota comp isn't bad. Like, with what's going on, JJ McCarthy is a legitimate investment within that organization. He is like,
yeah, Carson Wentz has played better than him.
Yeah, no, he has.
Yeah, and he's probably going to keep the job.
Well, that's.
But they don't have like there's a difference between a draft pick and a couple hundred million. That I acknowledge.
No, for sure. It's not like, let me be clear, it's not like for like the same, but yeah. If you're trying to find something that comes close to that comparison around the NFL to the 925's point, I do think the Minnesota one's interesting because we have an example from last season where it worked to their benefit. Now, the difference was McCarthy had surgery, tore his meniscus in the preseason. He was out the entire season. But I'm pretty sure McCarthy just has an ankle sprain that he can probably come back from. Maybe he's not healthy enough. Maybe they're keeping him under wraps, longer than he needs to be. But
science.
He's clearly an investment within that organization that they need to see on the field. Because what you don't want is a Trey Lance situation, which that might become if he can't get on the field and his body betrays him. So that's the only other example I could kind of think of riding the hot hand and maybe not going back if you keep winning. But that's only because, you know, McCarthy, and as you've mentioned, he doesn't have $200 million, and he doesn't have the body of work that Brock clearly had.
So, like, I think we get jaded because we're so used to having this unbelievably talented team that can dominate for months on end. Mm. 2019, they open up, they go 8 in a row, okay? Then 4 in a row to end the year in 2019. In 2022, they won 12 in a row. Now, Brock was a part of that.
Yeah.
Right. And Brock was part of why they stuck with Brock was riding the hot hand.
Yep.
Right. You know, you weren't going to bring someone in from the outside. The guy was playing lights out. 2023, for as great as they were, they won 5 in a row and they won 6 in a row. And I'm including the postseason in there. 3 in a row is nothing to scoff at. So, you know, you win this weekend. That's 4 in a row for Mac and the team. I don't think you can go backwards for the time being. And also the caveat of Brock Purdy having to deal with the toe injury, and it's a tolerance thing, and it's going to depreciate every time he goes out there. Why not stick with the hot hand if you can keep this other guy getting healthier and healthier and healthier on the sidelines? I think it accomplishes two things simultaneously.
Damon is in the dump truck, 888-957-9570.
People are way too emotional regarding Purdy overall and his status with the team. His status is cemented. They've invested in him. This is for the right now.
We're emotional about quarterbacks in the NFL, Joe? No, especially in San Francisco. That can't be. Damon.
I just want to win this weekend.
You riding the hot hand with Mac Jones as your starter?
And I'm definitely playing a hot hand, and I feel like you're absolutely right. People are emotional. Like, and one thing that you said the other day, Shasky, like me, I'm a Niner fan.
Exactly.
I'm a Niner fan first and foremost. Not a Purdy fan, not a Mac fan. I was a fan before these guys showed up. You know, so I want the best guy out there that's going to give my team the best chance to win. And right now, unquestionably, that is Mac Jones. He's playing hot ball. The team, I feel, has, like, molded around him. And, you know, they're riding with him. They're riding with him. And so you definitely got to ride that wave. I feel like right now, Mac Jones is playing better ball than Purdy played even all of last year, really. I mean, there's two Purdys. You have prime Purdy, which was 22-23 season, and then you had third Purdy, which is last year, and really the beginning of this year. And so right now, Mac coming in, playing hot ball, man, you run that. You run that until the other defenses figure him out. And then, you know, then maybe you bring in Purdy and you see what he has.
Exactly.
Thanks, Damon.
I think people are so emotionally invested into one player that it jades their feelings on these things. Like, look, the reality is that you're going to go back to him at some point. No one's saying it's Mac's job forever. We're saying for right now, as this guy nurses an injury in Brock Purdy, I think that Mac Jones, and again, I feel like I'm some Mac Jones truther. Joe, you've been working with me long enough.
I know. I had to talk you into it week two when he thought the season might have been over with
I'm not some Mac Jones truther wants to see the demise of Brock Purdy. Dude, when Brock Purdy balled out, I gave him love. They didn't win back-to-back games last year.
You loved Brock.
I still love Brock.
Yeah.
But right now, like, he's not healthy, right? And so teams win and lose. Right now, the team, for whatever reason, is responding to Mac Jones in a positive way, and he's playing really well. I'm just going to ride that wave. I don't understand why it has to be, you know, all this pent up, like, well, that means you shouldn't have paid Brock. That means you don't like Brock. That means you think Mac Jones is worth this. No. I'm just riding the hot hand, and I'm seeing how far it could take me.
888-957-9570. We got Jacob. We got Jeff. We got a lot of people that want to join the conversation. Are you riding the hot hand with Mac Jones as your starting quarterback? As long as they keep winning, you're staying with Mac.
Well, and he has to play well. Like, if they win a game and the defense holds Tampa Bay to 3 points and he turns the ball over in the red zone,
if he throws a pick six.
Exactly. Like we're going to have a different conversation. But he's playing really well right now, and I think it buys the team more time. And for the time being, as Purdy is nursing the injury, I'm in no rush to go to him. I'm just going to ride the hot hand, and when we hit a wave and we fall off the surfboard, I got Purdy waiting in the wings.
By the way, did you catch the Manning cast last night? Fred Warner on it in the fourth quarter.
I missed that. I was so tired last night with the little guy.
Yeah.
He fell asleep in my arm, and I had the game on mute, and I was doing my own commentary in my head till I passed out.
you were Troy
Aikman. I survived the zombie apocalypse. Michelle returned home late last night, early this morning. So, yeah.
And I'm afraid it's going to have to be Joe Shasky to get it done. Devin Lloyd had a 99-yard pick six on Patrick Mahomes. Might have been one of the worst decisions I've seen Patrick Mahomes make.
He's got four interceptions this year.
He's been unreal. He's like,
Niners have zero. The Niners have zero. He has four.
But Fred Warner was asked about that yesterday. He's like, that's his dream as a defensive player, is to have a 99-yard pick six. Like, that's what he wants to accomplish. Not the MVP, not the defensive player of the year. I want a 99-yard touchdown.
You guys are all too young. If I say Lee Woodall, do you know what I
know the name. I know
he looked like Evander Holyfield. That's number one. Number two, there was a, I think it was this Bonte's going to come raging in.
Oh, was it the fumble that popped up and they got it and they returned?
And he ran 99 yards. Against, I believe, the Denver Broncos either on Monday Night Football or, and it was, you know, right at the goal line, kind of like the Trevor Lawrence play last night, but two guys met each other and Lee Woodall, it's one of the plays of all plays. It's very reminiscent of the Bowman play, pick at the stick.
You just look up Lee Woodall on Google and there's just a picture of him on the sideline with a, like a bandage on his schnoz.
He's badass, dude.
And a bandage on his forehead. Guy was just bloodied up.
He wore 54 before Fred Warner. And I'm telling you, it's one of the great plays all time in 49er history.
So we got some calls we're going to get to. We'll talk about Mac Jones. I also want to ask you, Joe, what compels you the most to want to ride the hot hand with Mac Jones? Is it the play? Is it Purdy and the injury? I want to get your thoughts on that on the other side, plus the calls.
I have
and the
something
text.
Specific I want to answer with that.
And also, Brian Baldinger, 7:30 in studio, Tuesdays again. Tuesdays here on The Roast. Best show in the Bay Area, bar none, all football. We'll get into some Warriors as well with Bonte. He's going to be in studio from 8 to 10. And it's all going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank here for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And it's good that Mac Jones has been playing well, but I've seen this story before where the guy comes in and he looks good and looks hot. He is the hot hand. It's almost like the Ryan Fitzpatrick effect, because Ryan Fitzpatrick did this a lot in his career, where it would be Fitzmagic, and then what happened? It would be Fitztragic. That's what happened. That could easily happen with Mac Jones, and then thankfully, he's won you three games. So, like, this is where I'm at, Joe. If he does anything else after this, it's gravy for Mac Jones.
It's already gravy.
As a backup? seriously, that's what I'm saying. As a backup, he's won three. He's 3-0. If he loses the next three and that's how long it takes, I can't be mad at him. Like, he's a backup, right? Right?
I mean, look, right now he's just playing really well. I understand the whole big picture and go to Brock, and I he's not going to be healthy this year.
I guess I just don't buy that a healthy Mac Jones and a healthy Brock Purdy, they're the, like, Mac Jones is better than him. I guess I'm just not buying that. But the flip side of that would be, is Brock ever going to be like healthy this season?
I think that's kind of where I come like, down
and
on
and
it.
I understand that, but I can only go with what the doctors tell me. If the doctors and Shanny and Brock, although they said this before, they all ride off on him and then say he's good and he's good to go, I have to just go with that. Now,
Can you look at those guys? And I'm asking. Let's say they win this weekend. They beat Tampa Bay this weekend, all right? And you've now, you know, won four in a row with this guy. You're feeling great. And I'm looking at the schedule here. You got the Atlanta Falcons and the Houston Texans. Hypothetically, okay? Let's say Brock misses this weekend and next weekend.
Okay.
So you will have now five in a row with Mac Jones at starting quarterback. You're facing the Houston Texans on the road. You're just going right to Purdy? You're going to look everybody in the eye? Hey, I know we're on a five-game win streak with this guy. We're going to go back in that direction? I think it's easier said than done.
Why would that be hard? Brock Purdy's taken this team to a Super Bowl. That's like what has Mac Jones done that even equals to Brock Purdy, what he's accomplished as a 49ers quarterback?
I'm just going off form right now. He's playing really good.
Okay, but at their peak, at their form peak, Brock Purdy was an MVP. But
Jimmy
candidate.
Garoppolo took this team to a Super Bowl.
He did.
And, you know,
but we all
you had no
that
problem turning the page to Brock Purdy, obviously in season because Jimmy wasn't going to return, but also like in that following offseason, we went straight to Brock Purdy. And so, I don't know, man. I think you got to ride the hot hand week to week.
Well, I guess I disagree with the notion that the locker room is going to have a problem going back to Brock Purdy. As Adam Schefter said yesterday on ESPN on Pat McAfee's show, this is still Brock Purdy's team.
Personally, he's been unbelievable, and I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance, and there aren't a lot of people who would have thought on Thursday Night Football in front of Big Wit and Fitzy there that Mac Jones would have led that team to the victory that he did, but they've rebuilt him, they've reprogrammed him, and he's playing the way that they thought he would when he left Alabama, and they considered taking him. Like, they initially traded up with the idea that they were going to pick him and fell in love with Trey Lance along the process. Now Mac is back there playing exceptionally well. No, I still think it is absolutely Brock Purdy's job. I don't even think it's a question. Mac Jones did say the right things, because I think that's the real situation right now, where he's going to be in a situation where he's called upon when Brock's not playing, and he'll step in and play the way he did. It was fantastic. And he's got a two-year contract. You know, so he's going to be there for a couple of years, unless all of a sudden he's got value. But Brock Purdy, they just paid, and he's going to be the guy.
You referenced the Super Bowl. There's only two guys on defense that were on that Super Bowl team.
Okay.
Fred Warner and Diamond Lenore. So I think it's a locker room filled of
and Nick Bosa.
But Bosa's not coming back.
I know.
Bosa's not coming back. Like,
I mean, that's a big presence.
Years ago in the NFL might as well have been like a lifetime ago. I don't know. I think you got to ride the hot hand. Yeah, and I mean, then look, when they because they're going to lose a game. We all know that. And he'll have a poor performance at some point. When that happens, you go right back to Brock.
Wait,
Curry.
Why did you just bring the defense? Only two players on the defense remain. What about the offense?
Well, the offense has a ton of new players as well. Trent Williams and Jake Brendel and Colt McKivitz. Those are returning guys from the Super Bowl. McCaffrey, but
George Kittle.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
And if Brandon Ayuk comes back this season, it's another guy.
Okay. I mean, but Joe.
Juwan Jennings.
The more starters than not.
There was a lot of people that were still on this 49ers team that were in the Super Bowl.
I've lived long enough to see everyone swear by Jimmy Garoppolo and then write him off as soon as Brock Purdy showed up. I've seen a lot of people, like Vernon Davis, swear on Alex Smith and then immediately write him off for Colin Kaepernick. Guys go with who gets them paid and who helps them win.
No, I understand what you're saying, but the fact that Brock has won so many big games in the playoffs, I think is where a lot of fans are like, yeah, Brock did it when it like really, like,
no one's saying
that
his status big term, like long term, like I think you're getting too long term with this. No one's saying long term, big picture, he's not the guy. I'm saying against Atlanta and Houston.
No,
if you're on a win streak, yeah, I'm just going to stick with Mac.
Yeah, I'm just disagreeing with the notion that the locker room is going to have a problem going back to Brock Purdy. I don't foresee that being an issue. We could ask Baldy about it. He's been in locker rooms in about 35 minutes.
We can disagree on that.
Jacob in Alabama. I wonder if he's a Mac Jones fan from Roll Tide University. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, how's it going? I'm actually from Modesto. I just moved out here. Love the show, fellas. So I agree with Shasky. I do want to stick with the hot hand because, I mean, we've seen it in history. Just you can have your investment. I mean, we all watched the Cowboy doc. Everybody knew Troy was better, but they rode the hot hand. We've seen it with Bledsoe and Brady. Brady was a hot hand. Who knows? What if Mac Jones goes on a Nick Foles run? We don't know, but they stuck with the hot hand. So I'm with Shasky. I want to stick with the hot hand because I am a Niner fan first.
Okay, that's Jacob in Alabama. So he's a Niner fan. Like, no one's saying you're not a Niner fan if you like Brock Purdy and you want Brock to start when he comes back. Or if you like Mac Jones, you want to stick with, like, no one's attacking your fandom here. I want to get that clear. There is no wrong answers in this. The fact that Mac is playing so well and you want to ride the hot hand, that makes sense. And the quarterback he's referring to in that doc, obviously, Steve Berline taking over for Troy Aikman in the 90s and then going all the way to the playoffs. And they stuck with him and then they lost and the fall. And then obviously the Cowboys go on one of the greatest runs we've seen in the 90s. So, you know, it's funny that we talk about, you know, Mac Jones and Brock, and if the locker room's going to care, if they're going to be upset. And this is where I'm at.
I didn't say the locker room was going to be upset.
Well,
I'm just saying
you
I know
said they're going to look at it differently, right?
Because, Joe, I've been on teams where we're like, why are you going with that guy? We're humming right now. Don't mess with this.
You think the best version of this Niners team is...
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying right now we're on a win streak. We haven't been on a win streak in multiple years.
Okay?
We're taking it week to week. And as long as we're winning, we don't want to change anything. Then once we stop winning, all right, we can go in a different direction. That's the way I'm viewing it.
I see. Once they stop winning, it's going to be interesting. What if the win streak is like, I don't know, all the way through November? Then it gets a little like,
Okay, so you're now.
Well, no,
you're
I'm just saying.
As long, room
but
for,
no,
that's
no,
fine.
No. Well, no, I'm just saying. You're saying as long as there's a win streak happening, but. If it gets to a point where you, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row, and then automatically just go back to Purdy, I don't, like, that's where it starts to get
okay,
a little...
Okay, so you're kind of with me then, well, I guess, no, to a degree. Well,
yes and no. Like, I understand, like, I'm being stiny here.
Yeah, I don't know where you're at.
Well, I'm enjoying them winning football. I can enjoy Mac Jones while also say, yeah, when Brock's back, you go back to him. I don't think that's a hot take. Like, is what I'm saying. When Brock's healthy, you go back to the guy. Even if Mac Jones has won 4 or 5 in a row, great. But if he's still not healthy and you go on like 8, 9, 10, then that's clear.
So I guess what I would ask you,
that's
define
clear
healthy.
That Brock isn't healthy enough if they're allowing Mac to win all those games, is what I'm saying.
So define healthy. Because it sounds like from people who are in the know, I don't know where his foot's at. Sounds like he's going to be dealing with this all year.
Week to week. So like... Yes, it sounds
okay,
like
so if he's week to week, why wouldn't I be week to week with Mac Jones' performances, knowing that if he is compromised, he hasn't played well, right? When Brock has been compromised, he hasn't played well. And I don't think it's not a knock. Like, his foot is messed up. It sucks. Like, it really does suck. Like, it does. I actually really feel for him. Like, it does suck. You think he wants to be hurt right now? No. He has unbelievable pride. You know that a guy wants to work his butt off and get out onto the field. Now, if Mac gets hurt... Now we have a different conversation because Mac has been dealing with a knee injury. Now, if Mac underperforms, yeah, we go right back to him. I'm just saying I'm keeping it as simple as possible. I'm riding the hot hand until a poor performance or until we lose.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're riding the Mac Jones hot hand conversation because you know what? It's not a quarterback controversy. It's just nice to watch a redemption arc.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.